Hey guys, it's Natalie here, and I wanted to give you guys a super, super powerful kind of process to basically get what you want out of your health, to basically get really motivated, to actually finally go in hardcore with everything, to actually start getting the results that you want, to actually do what it takes, and to stop holding yourself back from that. So I wanted to put this together, and it's going to have starts and stops. So I really, really challenge you to, even if it feels stupid, even if it feels frustrating, even if, you know, any of that crap that we often will put in our way for actually completing something, just don't let that happen today and actually follow me through. It's not a super long thing. It can be, and it can also be really quick and super, super effective. So please bear with me. Please bear with me, not only for me, when I put this audio out, I'd love for you to use it and get it, make it benefits from it, but more importantly for you, for your life, for your health, for getting out there, for feeling how you want, for doing the things that you want to achieve in your life, stay with me, stay through it, and stay focused and able and willing and everything else to really, really get the benefit of this. So this is a super, super powerful process, and I kid you not when I say that it is something that can completely shift my motivation levels. And I have studied motivation for probably just over 3 years, but really, really intensively for the last 3 years. And I did that because you cannot help a client as best that you possibly can unless you're also touching on motivation. Now, there's lots I can do in terms of health, there's lots of inspiration and different things that I can do, but really, you've got to help your client to, I've got to help you to really get down real and honest and in the grit and anything else before you can start to move forward. So that is the kind of process that I'm leaking out to you today. So the first kind of step one, if we're going to go formal on this, is to ask yourself what you want in terms of your health. If you've said it before, say it again. You can take a second now and pause this audio. I'll tell you when to pause, so just so that I can finish this thought. But you can journal it. You can say it out loud like we're having a conversation. You can do whatever you have got to do to really kind of with your soul answer this question. So you may relate to that if you've journaled before, if you've meditated before, if you've had really like a good conversation with a friend before, then I want you to kind of get into that sensation or that feeling, because that's when your honesty is going to come out. And today, the chief thing that we can look to achieve is your honesty. So what is this whole health thing about for you? What do you want to achieve? What do you want out of your health? And you can pause now. Now, the next thing that you have to do, and if you're journaling, then you just write it as your next paragraph or your next question. If you're meditating, then just sit with this one next. If you are talking it out as if we were having a conversation, then talk it out. But your next step is, why is it important? And I really, even if it feels like you're repeating the same thing, even if you start and it feels funny, or you want to scratch off what you've written, or it starts to feel any kind of uncomfortable, I really want to know why this is important for you right now. And you can pause. So you've done an awesome job. You have figured out what you want and why it's important. And now I challenge you, and this is where the work comes in, to ask yourself again, either why it's important, or if that is too hard or you just feel like you're repeating yourself and it doesn't feel right, then to ask yourself instead, what does that actually mean? To clarify what it is that you just wrote. And you can pause. You said you were going to bear with me all the way today. So I really challenge you again to ask yourself now why that clarification is important or why that thing is important. And I want you to repeat this until the point that you likely start crying, where it gets a little bit too honest with yourself. And maybe you don't personally start crying. I know that's my thing. I know that I have been in sessions with lots of clients where they have burst into tears. But if you I challenge you to get past kind of anger or frustration or doubt and really be shocked with your answer and where it came from, and knowing that it was really, really kind of almost uncomfortably true, or at least some kind of a truth that you did not know was within you, and you did not know that that was the reason backing why this is important. So you can pause now, and I want you to go through to the very end. Just keep asking yourself, why is that important? And or if you're like, I can't really further journal on that yet, then ask yourself what that actually means. Clarify what it is that you have just written, and then ask yourself again why it's important. And you can pause. All right, girl, so now you have figured out exactly why something is important to you. And when I say that is amazing and incredible, which it is, it's amazing and incredible, I mean that so deeply, because there are very few people in the entire world, even who signed up for this call, that have done what you just did. There are very few people who are willing to actually journal it out, to meditate it out, to do whatever it takes to get it out so that they know their real reason for why they're doing something. And what happens sometimes is that the fake reason that you think you're doing something, you know, what you wanted at the beginning, most people will only kind of stay at that level, and they'll expect that that reason is going to be enough to motivate them. But when they get down a few different levels, when they get down and grounded into themselves, and they find out their very deep connection to what it is that they want, that is what starts to flip the switch towards making the changes that they actually need to make in their life and in their health. Now, the next step with me is full on all about motivation. And that is my absolute favorite thing, but we couldn't skip straight to it because you needed to know how deeply connected and how worth and how necessary this goal really was for you. So there's no way to skip what has been going on and what is going on to instead just jump to what you're going to do about it and how you're going to get there and why you want to feel that way. Those are all really fun things to talk about, but until you get real with exactly where you've been and why you got there and anything else, then it can be really hard to make this switch, and you will not be motivated. So I would be doing you a disservice if I just let you off with, you know, let's just jump into all the things you're going to do with your energy, with your vibrance, with your health, with your weight loss, with anything that you are possibly going for right now.